Hello, it's Three Strikes, a show where we get stuck into three meaty topics, tear them apart, digest them, and then regurgitate them to you. My name is Amelia Bonnet. I'm joined by Jay Kavanagh. I'm joined by Beth Lindop and Jimmy Carr. Now, to break the fourth wall slightly, Josh Sexton was supposed to be here and said, "Don't worry, mate, Jimmy Carr is going to stand in for me." And I know that I have previously been told that is your name, but it did take a minute to go, "Wait, sorry, pardon, what?" It's like an 8 out of 10 cats mashup with Three Strikes. But no, it's you, Jimmy Carr.
Yeah, I just haven't got a shit laugh.
Producing and also chatting to me. And firstly, we're going to be talking about what to expect from Salah until May. Beth, I feel like every single show that I've done for the last week at least has been around variations of this, but I suppose it is a slightly different version of it. And it is a question that I've been asked every single time I've done any sort of news outlet thing since the news was announced. What does it mean for the remainder of the season? And to be honest, I'm excited to hear from you because I've not been able to answer it in terms of there's one that we're still in it for. Does it help or hinder it? I don't know.
I don't think it can hinder the rest of the season in the sense that I would like to think that Liverpool can't get an awful lot worse. So, you know, if Liverpool were in the midst of a really tight title race and, you know, it was a super high stakes, high pressure environment, I would be slightly more nervous in terms of how it would impact things. But, you know, it hasn't been Salah's most productive season. He's been far from the only one. So I think, if anything, it's more likely to have a galvanising effect on him. You know, he's someone who we've seen before. He's come out and made statements when seasons haven't gone well or the Liverpool have been in a difficult period, and he's sort of quite bullishly said, you know, we want this to be different. We're going to make sure that we do this for our fans and stuff like that. So I think he will adopt that kind of mentality again. I think sort of the fact that we know now there's an expiration date on his time at Liverpool should mean that, you know, we're not anticipating if he does get dropped, he's going to come out and say something to the media again, because I think that's always been a little bit of a worry since what happened in December is, you know, the next time he's dropped, is he going to come out and say something? Whereas I think sort of now the end is in sight. Everyone knows it is. I think, you know, it's maybe a time for everyone to just sort of roll the socks up, roll the sleeves up and get stuck in. So I think, I'm not sure it will have a massive impact on how Liverpool play. But I think if anything, I think it will have less of an emotional impact than when Jurgen announced he was leaving. I think that, you know, that in hindsight, it would have benefited Liverpool more in that season to have announced that later, I think, because I think it became so sort of emotionally charged, didn't it? And like, it seemed to have a really galvanising effect on the team for a couple of months, and they had so many injuries, but they won the Carabao Cup, and they had, you know, young players playing out of the skin, and then they sort of run out of steam in the April.